ourselves.
That was Dawn Butler. Joining me on the programme this morning, Labour Councillor Ben Coleman, Hammersmith and Fulham Cabinet Member for Health and Adult Social Care. Good morning to you, Councillor Coleman.
Morning, Vanessa.
Well, you heard Dawn Butler. She called us. We didn't even ring her yesterday. She rang us. She said, as you heard, that councils should have more control of testing, that centralisation really isn't working. What do you think of that suggestion?
I think she's absolutely right. I mean, it's not just that I would say that because I'm a councillor, wouldn't I? But the whole history of COVID in the UK is eventually the government turning to local authorities to do the work because we're close to our communities, we can take action, we can get better results. And if I can give you an example of very early on in this crisis, we were told that there was a protective ring flung around care homes. And it just simply wasn't the case. What the government was saying centrally was nonsense. And we as local councils can do things that aren't happening nationally. So we asked hospitals, when we found out that they were discharging residents without testing them, back into care homes back in March. I don't know if you remember reading about this. It's sort of common knowledge now. We asked them to stop discharging residents without testing them into care homes because we felt it was increasing infection. And the hospitals told us they couldn't stop because the government had given them a diktat. So we were able, as a local authority, to say, right, we're shutting our care homes to new residents and to people coming back in. And we got in there and we tested every resident. We tested every member of staff, even if they didn't have symptoms. And we massively controlled infection. I think we saved lives. But if we'd left it to the government, that wouldn't have happened.
And what kind of autonomy do you have over testing at the moment? Because you've set up testing at Westfield Shopping Centre in Shepherd's Bush, for example. How does that work? Do people have to have an appointment in advance? And are they able to get online and make one? But which is what we're hearing from our listeners is almost impossible, if not completely impossible, in London at the moment.
It's got silly. What the system is at the moment is we have to bid for mobile testing units. And if we're very lucky and we make a case, we can bid for a mobile testing unit which doesn't require an appointment, which is walk-in. And with Westfield last weekend, we managed to persuade the government that because we've had an increase in young people particularly getting tested and we wanted to focus on them, that we could have a walk-in centre at Westfield. So we did that. They give you incredibly short notice. They gave us one day's notice this was going to happen. Mm. But because we're close to residents and we use Nextdoor, we use social media, we told people about this on the morning. We had 45 people already by the time the centre opened.
Yeah.
And we tested 650 people over the weekend.
Okay, that's a significant number. But we keep hearing from councils, we've heard from several who say that the pop-up centre or the mobile centre or the drive-through disappears and the council isn't even told. One minute they're recommending that their residents go and have a test. The next minute, the place where they were meant to be tested doesn't exist anymore. Is that what you've experienced?
I mean, the Westfield example I'd love it to be the way it's working, but it's not the way it's working because the next day we had a prearranged mobile testing unit. And bear in mind, we can't just decide all the time we're going to put mobile testing units in. We have to bid, not obviously beg, borrow and steal, but we have to always ask the government. So they put one in Fulham Pools, just by swimming pools.
Yes.
People turned up. No, sorry, it's no walk-in. You've got to book online. They go to book online. They can't. Yeah. They can't get through to 119. And what's quite clear now is that the Westfields, that shows what can be done. Mm. But they're rationing. They're rationing tests now. And they're rationing tests not because we don't have enough tests, not because we don't have enough swabs or people to administer them, because we don't have enough lab capacity. We don't have enough capacity, the government claims, in the laboratories to do the tests and to keep some tests back, keep some lab capacity back for all the people who haven't had operations because of COVID. And now
imagine, Councillor, that you and I were sitting in a cinema watching a movie called something like Journal of the Plague Year a la Defoe, and it was about COVID-19. And you and I were sitting there, eating a lion's hot dog or licking a cornetto.
In a cinema.
In the cinema, and on screen, we heard a councillor say they are rationing testing, just as you have said. And it was juxtaposed with footage of the Prime Minister saying, moonshot, we're going to be spending £100 billion and we're going to be testing 10 million people. And then we heard you on the screen saying that this pop-up testing centre popped up, disappeared, we have to bid for it, and Vanessa, they are rationing testing. Just imagine what would you think if you were watching this unfold and you weren't part of it, you were viewing it in a cinema? Just tell me.
I'd be shocked. I'd think there was a big difference. I think it depends on whether you think the Prime Minister is close to the facts and telling you what's going on or not. It depends on your view of local government, and it depends on your view to go away and Google after you've been from the cinema. And of course, Vanessa, we would be at least 3 seats apart with a row between us when we're in the cinema.
Wasn't an
Just saying that with my
invitation.
public
It was a
health.
hypothesis. I'm not asking you to come with
I'd
me to the
like to.
cinema.
I'd
Well,
like
then
to do
maybe
it.
we one day in the future we will do
Yeah.
so, and we wouldn't have to sit 3 seats apart. That would be even better. So
That's
what I'm
brilliant. But to get
saying
back to
really
your
is,
point, to get back
is
to
you
the
know,
original
I
point.
keep thinking that, you know, if only this were fiction and not fact, it would make a wonderful sketch on Mock the Week. It would be fantastic on Not the 9 o'clock News. You know, hilariously, we'd be uproariously laughing. But this is real, and there are people who are going to be ill and who are going to go into work because they try to get a test, they couldn't get one, and they don't feel they can afford to stay away. They're going to be parents who want to have their kids tested and can't, and have tried valiantly and failed, who won't want to isolate at home for 14 days, thinking their child's probably okay, and send them into school. There are going to be all sorts of things going on, aren't there,
There
while
are. I
these
mean,
tests are
we had the mayor
rationed?
was telling. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, a doctor, local doctor, contacted me just last night. excuse me, emailed me to say his patients are complaining and worried because they can't get through to 119 or online. And there's a teacher. Another colleague was telling me that a teacher at a local school, she can't get back to work until she gets her kids tested because in their school there was a positive case. I mean, the mayor got in touch with me yesterday, and she was telling me about some young children she knows who've been off school since last week with a cold, can't return until they've been tested. So that's more precious time that they're away from school. You know, the moonshot, it's all very well talking about a moonshot, but there's no point sending your rocket to the moon if it can't land when it gets there.
All right, do I have to worry
That's what
about
we.
your cough? You just coughed. Do we have to worry
No, you
about it
don't.
or
I
not?
don't think you have to. I think you have to worry about. You're better at getting up at 6 in the morning than me.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking to us. Labour Councillor Ben Coleman there, Hammersmith and Fulham Cabinet Minister for Health and Adult Social Care, Cabinet Member. And the story, you heard that. They have to lobby for a pop-up test centre. They get terribly short notice that it's there. They do their absolute level best to tell people. People do understand. They show up to get tested. Over 600 tests are performed. And then, lo and behold, the pop-up centre disappears again and isn't there the next day to carry on doing the good work. Did you realise that local councils have to lobby for these things and try and bid for it and try and put their case for it? The case isn't simply, it's a pandemic, we all need them, just give us some testing units. Not that. So I don't know what you make of that conversation, which I can't help feeling sounds as if it comes from some sort of satire, a kind of political satire or a farce. It's really most unnerving, isn't it, hearing this as fact. 0800 731